Almighty God and merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death
of your beloved
Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us join reading responsibly the introit for this morning. The people who walked in darkness
have seen a great light.
Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness,
on them has light shined.
The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty.
The Lord is robed, he has put on strength as his belt.
Yes, the world is established.
It shall never be moved.
Your throne is established from of old.
You are from everlasting.
Your decrees are very trustworthy.
Holiness benefits your house, O Lord, forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
now and will be forever.
Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen
the great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined.
There will be an introduction that will be played before we speak. You gave your eternal word to become incarnate of a pure virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lust, that they may be ready for your visitation through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for this morning is taken from Isaiah 62, beginning with verse 10. Go through the gate, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones. Lift up a signal over the people. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
Everlasting Father, grant us peace.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
For you have done marvelous things.
The epistle reading for this morning is taken from Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 3, beginning at verse 4. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
strive for the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Once our sleep says in the same favor, please rise. We're confessing the creed in the name.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, please be seated. So, Merry Christmas again. It's a different Christmas. You can feel it. It's perhaps quieter in a lot of ways. Now, I was doing my Christmas Eve devotion last night. I had my Advent wreath in front of me. And as I finished, I just kind of sat back looking at the glow of the candles, and I was thinking that, what a strange Christmas. And then I thought, but it's quiet. And that's good. There is a goodness about it, because it gives us the time really to, rather than being rushed around by the commercial end of Christmas, or feeling panicked because of all the family that may be coming in, you know, those kinds of things. Christmas was always a stressful time for myself and my wife, because we would leave from wherever we were at the time, from the time I had a church in Minnesota to the time we were in Virginia. We would always descend on Atlanta, where the family gathered. Now, my sister being in Austin, she wasn't able to be there, except maybe a couple times, I believe, I recall. But for the most part, the distance was just too great for them to come to Atlanta. But the rest of us were in Atlanta. The rest of us were there. But it wasn't without its stress, because families come, when you're adult, families can really be stressful. And I used to think at the time, you know, we shouldn't go to Atlanta for Christmas. We ought to do something else. We ought to go traveling. Go see Christmas someplace else and see what they do, how they celebrate, rather than going constantly to a stressful day. But others have it more stressful, perhaps, because there's two families in the area that have to be visited for Christmas. Two sets of parents. Well, Linda's parents were in St. Louis, so that was never a problem. But Christmas is a time in which we ponder, like Mary did that first Christmas after her baby was born, after she had wrapped him in the swaddling clothes and watched over him. When the angels came and they shared the good news that they were given while they were out in the fields attending their sheep. We are told that Mary pondered these things. That is the message that was given. Perhaps even more than that. Perhaps she even pondered how this all started. For the angel Gabriel announcing the birth of this child. She wondered how it might be, and she said, God will overshadow you. Birth, the birth of the Son of God, who had been from eternity always there, but now will become also man. So, yes, born. Today is, we would say, his birthday, right? That's what we say about one another as we wish one another a birthday. But in the church, we celebrate a festival. And we receive the sacrament. Because to us, this is what Christmas is about. Now, some of you may have already exchanged gifts with some of your loved ones. Some of you may have waited till today. An exchange will take place. Now normally, when it's someone's birthday, we bring gifts to that individual. But if we gather here to celebrate the incarnation of our Savior, we bring nothing. And that's the way it ought to be. God wants to give you something today and every day. But God gave the world a special gift when He sent Jesus to become incarnate, to become a true man, but without sin. He came to give us a Savior. And today, He comes again. He comes to each one of us. And what is our response? Oh, Lord, I didn't bring you anything. You know how uncomfortable it is when someone gives you a gift. I didn't bring you anything. I didn't get you anything. God, I didn't get you anything. I know it's your birthday and we're celebrating the fact that you became incarnate. We know, Lord, the wonderful thing that you did for us because you became our substitute. You took our place. You stood in for each one of us to receive nothing good, though, but your Father's wrath. What can I bring and offer you for that? I didn't get you anything, Lord. See, the shepherds were out in the field. And they were tending their sheep. When the quiet night, was interrupted by an angel. An angel that was up above them. And bringing them good news. But the voice said, don't be afraid. For I bring you good news. I bring you good news. Here are these shepherds out tending sheep, not expecting anything unusual to happen. Maybe just talking about the events that took place that day, sharing one with one another, some story that they had heard a long time ago, and were passing it along to their friends. You know, a campfire story. Not one of those spooky ones. Well, maybe. Probably not. Maybe it was a shepherd story, you know, about this one sheep that wandered off, this lamb that wandered off. And how the one shepherd had to go after him, but discovered at the moment he got there a snarling wolf. You know, a shepherd's story. Where the shepherd is the hero and saves the lamb. But think about it. These men were not the princes in palaces. They weren't rich and well-to-do. They didn't have fine clothing on them. They were wearing their work clothes. Maybe they had fine clothing back at their house. I don't know. But they weren't rich. But they took care of these lambs. Some have conjectured these were the sheep that would have been used during Passover. Well, maybe they weren't. Maybe they weren't. Some of them might have been, though, but not the whole flock. Because you had to have a lamb without blemish that was to be sacrificed. So just not any old lamb will do. It has to be a special one. But think about their clothes, probably worn and dirty, smelly. They smell of sheep. They smell of the earth. They smell of sweat. Probably not a good smell at all that anyone would necessarily want to stand around to, at least not a 21st century person, stand very close to them. I guess the closest we could get to that might be if we went up to some vagrant on the street, some homeless person who hadn't had a shower in a long time, clothes are dirty and smelly, tattered. These are the kinds of people the angels came with the message of good news. The lowly in society. Not the well-to-do. Not even the ones that were in between them, but to the lowliest. The lowliest. And they went, after they heard the message, to see the babe in Bethlehem. They believed the message right away. I guess I would too if angels suddenly were there in the sky proclaiming this birth, and then a whole host of other angels start singing glory to God in the highest. I guess I would believe it. We do believe it. They don't say or question, I wonder if it's true, but they said, let's go see this that's happened. Let's go on down to Bethlehem. Let's do it. It's good news that they receive, so they go. But unlike those three visitors, well, we say three, we don't actually know the number of wise men that would come later, but later on, there would be some who would come bearing gifts. But these shepherds brought nothing but themselves and their tattered clothing and their smelly, unwashed bodies. They come. They come to see and to worship. They come to share this good news and tell others what has happened, to tell others about this story. It's not just a shepherd's story, though we should say it is a shepherd's story. For the good shepherd has been born, the one who will shepherd his people, the one who will find the lost lamb and rescue them, all of them, from the jaws of that wolf, Satan, and from death. Sin. Jesus brings the world a gift. And all we can do is say, Lord, I have nothing I can give back because what you have done, how can we pay you? There would not be enough gold on all the earth to pay God back. There would not be enough gems, not enough money in all of creation from the beginning of time to the present. There would not be enough that we could pay God back. And after all, truthfully, He's made everything. So we wouldn't really be giving anything back, would we? So God wants to exchange gifts with you, but you do have something He wants. He wants your rags. He wants your tattered clothing, your smelly clothing. He wants that. He wants that. So He can clothe you in His righteousness. And you know He has. He has done that for you. St. Paul, writing to Titus, speaks of another birth, and it's not the birth of our Savior. But there's some similarities to it, if you think about it. Mary said, how can this be? God, the Most High, will overshadow you. When you were baptized, God overshadowed you. He poured Himself into you when the pastor poured the water on you and baptized you with those words in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God that entered into, that came upon Mary is that same Spirit that enters into us. Similarity. The other similarity is this new birth makes you a child of God and co-heir with Jesus. It just keeps getting better, doesn't it? First he comes in the world as a baby and people are mystified and overjoyed and wonder what will this lead to? What will come about? Well, we're going to hear about that Sunday as Mary brings Jesus in to the temple. And there will be a priest there who will declare to Mary and Joseph what this is about. It's about the work of the Savior. It's about our redemption. And that redemption continues on day after day as people hear the good news, just as the shepherds first heard it. When they hear it and they believe, like the shepherds believe and say, let's go and see what has happened. Let us go see more about Jesus. People are hungry for the best gift that could ever be offered. And it comes from only one place, from the hand of God. We are here today to celebrate that. We have exchanged our gifts with God, our rags, for His righteousness. And yet we're not the ones who gave God our rags. No, He takes them away from us. He takes them away from us. And He clothes us in joy and righteousness. And we now are God's own children. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us rise for the prayers of the church. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. Let us offer praise, thanks, and prayer to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For all who celebrate the Incarnation, that the knowledge that their God reigns would cause them to lift up their voices and sing for joy, and that they would always be ready to tell others about the Word made flesh. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors, that God would work through their proclamation of Christ to bring the good news of happiness and salvation to all who hear them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the nations of this world, that they would be given a spirit of peace so that conflict cease and all see in the birth of Jesus the salvation of our God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who suffer persecution for the sake of Christ, that they would be kept firm in their faith as they bear witness to the light of the world, and as they would never lose sight of their identity as children of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the destitute, those recovering from natural disaster, and those who find themselves in want, that they would receive the necessities for daily life, that the agencies who serve them would receive generous support, and that those who serve and those who are served would come to see God as the giver of daily bread. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who suffer sickness in mind or body, those who are homebound, and all who have asked for our prayers, that God would grant them healing, peace, patience, and faith that endures. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who commune, that they would receive the body and blood of Jesus worthily with faith in His bodily presence here in the sacrament to them, and that they would depart having received grace upon grace from His fullness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
in thanksgiving for all the people of God who have gone before us and now rest in his presence, that we too would be kept faithful until that day when he makes all things new. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, O Lord, for the sake of your Son, the Word become flesh, the Savior of the nations, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God.
Amen.
All that we have is thine alone. We trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, when he had given thanks, he gave it to him, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Oh,
So that will follow the service on Tuesday, and then at 12:30 the interment will be at cemetery in Eastern at 12:30. So if you don't want to come, or you can't come, but you still want to come, you can at least come to the interment at the cemetery at 12:30 in Eastern Arc. Anything else? Then let's close with the last thing.